I've often wondered how people fail to realize that all of these things come from God. Well, hey there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I am your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Thank you for making room for the show in your day-to-day. And by the way, we are now officially two-thirds of the way through this year's reading of God's Word. Where does the time go? I have to tell you, I have had such a great day. As I've been preparing the show for you today, I have just had a great time of worship with the Lord. It's been a wonderful day. I hope it's been a good one for you as well. Our reading today is Psalms 102 through 104. I'll have a brief introduction to each chapter. Then after we read all three, I'll have some comments for you. The title of today's show is Through It All. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E238. You can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. So what do you say we get started? The title of Psalm 102 is A Prayer of an Afflicted Person Who is Weak and Pours Out His Lament Before the Lord. We don't know who the afflicted person is or when this psalm was written. In this psalm, Jerusalem, or Zion as it's called in the text, is described as being in a state of ruin. It's possible that it was written by someone there who was mourning for their personal loss and that of Zion. If so, commentator Adam Clark thought the author could be Nehemiah, Daniel, or Jeremiah. This is one of the seven penitential psalms, the others being Psalms 6, 32, 51, 130, and 143. Psalms chapter 102. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for help. Don't turn your face away from me when I'm in trouble. Pay attention to me. When I call out for help, answer me quickly. My days are disappearing like smoke. My body burns like glowing coals. My strength is dried up like grass. I even forget to eat my food. I groan out loud because of my suffering. I'm nothing but skin and bones. I'm like a desert owl. I'm like an owl among destroyed buildings. I can't sleep. I've become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long my enemies laugh at me. Those who make fun of me use my name as a curse. I eat ashes as my food. My tears fall into what I'm drinking. You were very angry with me, so you picked me up and threw me away. The days of my life are like an evening shadow. I dry up like grass, but Lord, you are seated on your throne forever. Your fame will continue for all time to come. You will rise up and show deep concern for Zion. The time has come for you to show favor to it. The stones of your destroyed city are priceless to us. Even its dust brings deep concern to us. The nations will worship the Lord. All of the kings on earth will respect his glorious power. The Lord will build Zion again. He will appear in his glory. He will answer the prayer of those who don't have anything. He won't say no to their cry for help. Let this be written down for those born after us. Then people who are not yet born can praise the Lord. Here is what should be written. The Lord looked down from his temple in heaven. From heaven he viewed the earth. He heard the groans of the prisoners. He set free those who were sentenced to death. So people will talk about him in Zion. They will praise him in Jerusalem. Nations and kings will gather there to worship the Lord. When I was still young, he took away my strength. He wasn't going to let me live much longer, so I said, "My God, don't let me die in the middle of my life. You will live for all time to come. In the beginning, you made the earth secure. You placed it on its foundations. Your hands created the heavens. They will pass away, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a piece of clothing. You will make them like clothes that are taken off and thrown away, but you remain the same. Your years will never end. Our children will live with you. Their sons and daughters will be safe in your care." The title of Psalm 103 is A Psalm of David. Nothing in the text suggests a specific time or place of its writing, but its subject is God's grace and deliverance. David experienced both many times in his life, so this psalm could have been written in any one of those times. Charles Spurgeon wrote,
We should attribute it to his later years when he had a higher sense of the preciousness of pardon because of a keener sense of sin than in his younger days. His clear sense of the frailty of life indicates his weaker years, as also does the very fullness of his praiseful gratitude. Praiseful, I like that word. Commentator G. Campbell Morgan wrote, "It is perhaps the most perfect song of pure praise to be found in the Bible. Through centuries it has been sung by glad hearts, and today is as fresh and full of beauty as ever."
Psalms chapter 103. With all my heart I praise the Lord, and with all that I am I praise His holy name. With all my heart I praise the Lord. I will never forget how kind He has been. The Lord forgives our sins, heals us when we are sick, and protects us from death. His kindness and love are a crown on our heads. Each day that we live, He provides for our needs and gives us the strength of a young eagle. For all who are mistreated, the Lord brings justice. He taught His law to Moses and showed all Israel what He could do. The Lord is merciful. He is kind and patient, and His love never fails. The Lord won't always be angry and point out our sins. He doesn't punish us as our sins deserve. How great is God's love for all who worship Him? Greater than the distance between heaven and earth. How far has the Lord taken our sins from us? Farther than the distance from east to west. Just as parents are kind to their children, the Lord is kind to all who worship Him, because He knows we are made out of dust. We humans are like grass or wildflowers that quickly bloom, but a scorching wind blows and they quickly wither to be forever forgotten. The Lord is always kind to those who worship Him, and He keeps His promises to their descendants who faithfully obey Him. God has set up His kingdom in heaven, and He rules the whole creation. All of you mighty angels who obey God's commands, come and praise your Lord. All of you thousands who serve and obey God, come and praise your Lord. All of God's creation and all that rules, come and praise your Lord. With all my heart, I praise the Lord.
Psalm 104 has no title in the original Hebrew, nor is an author attributed. Of this psalm, Charles Spurgeon wrote, "The psalm gives an interpretation to the many voices of nature and sings sweetly both of creation and providence. The poem contains a complete cosmos, sea and land, cloud and sunlight, plant and animal, light and darkness, life and death. All are proved to be expressive of the presence of the Lord."
Psalms chapter 104. I praise you, Lord God, with all my heart. You are glorious and majestic, dressed in royal robes and surrounded by light. You spread out the sky like a tent, and you built your home over the mighty ocean. The clouds are your chariot with the wind as its wings. The winds are your messengers, and flames of fire are your servants. You built foundations for the earth, and it will never be shaken. You covered the earth with the ocean that rose above the mountains. Then your voice thundered, and the water flowed down the mountains and through the valleys to the place you prepared. Now you have set boundaries so that the water will never flood the earth again. You provide streams of water in the hills and valleys so that the donkeys and other wild animals can satisfy their thirst. Birds build their nests nearby and sing in the trees. From your home above, you send rain on the hills and water on the earth. You let the earth produce grass for cattle, plants for our food, wine to cheer us up, olive oil for our skin, and grain for our health. Our Lord, your trees always have water, and so do the cedars you planted in Lebanon. Birds nest in those trees, and storks make their home in the fir trees. Wild goats find a home in the tall mountains, and small animals can hide between the rocks. You created the moon to tell us the seasons. The sun knows when to set, and you made the darkness so the animals in the forest could come out at night. Lions roar as they hunt for the food you provide. But when morning comes, they return to their dens. Then we go out to work until the end of day. Our Lord, by your wisdom you made so many things. The whole earth is covered with your living creatures. But what about the ocean, so big and wide? It is alive with creatures, large and small. And there are the ships, as well as Leviathan, the monster you created to splash in the sea. All of these depend on you to provide them with food, and you feed each one with your own hand until they are full. But when you turn away, they are terrified. When you end their life, they die and rot. You created all of them by your Spirit, and you give new life to the earth. Our Lord, we pray that your glory will last forever, and that you will be pleased with what you have done. You look at the earth, and it trembles. You touch the mountains, and smoke goes up. As long as I live, I will sing and praise you, the Lord God. I hope my thoughts will please you, because you are the one who makes me glad. Destroy all wicked sinners from the earth once and for all. With all my heart I praise you, Lord. I praise you.
Beloved, Psalm 102 reminded me of a song by the great Andre Crouch. It's called Through It All. I'll have a video of the song on the show notes page if you'd like to hear it, but I want to share verse 3 with you right now.
So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. Oh, if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in His Word could do. That's the reason I say that through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you.
I tell you, I can't listen to this song without just joining Andre in praising the Lord. It is so good. If you want to have a great time of praise, go listen on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com/S12E238. And to comment on Psalm 104, let me tell you that when I was a young man, I did a lot of hiking and backpacking and rock climbing. One of the greatest trips I took was in the High Sierra. Some friends of mine and I hiked from the area around Mammoth Mountain, where a couple of years later I was a professional ski patrolman. We went from there to Yosemite Valley, truly one of the most beautiful places on earth. As the crow flies, the distance is about 35 miles. Our hike was about 70 miles, and we took 10 days to make the trip because we took some days exploring the area around our camps, and we did some fishing. So why am I telling you this? Because I really love seeing God's creation, which was talked about in Psalm 104, and I get how some people can look at God's creation and worship the creation instead of the Creator. I get it. But I feel sorry for people who do that. To see the beauty of a sunrise over a mountain meadow, or hear the trickling of a stream teeming with brook trout, or to gaze upon majestic mountain peaks, or hear the thundering of crashing waves on the shore, and fail to acknowledge the awesome Creator of these wonders, well, that's just tragic in my eyes. I've often wondered how people fail to realize that all of these things come from God. But then I remember that it's Jesus who is the author and finisher of our faith. And Jesus said that no one can come to Him unless the Father draws them to Him. So, beloved, people can't know that the beauty we see was created by God unless He reveals Himself to them. Knowing this compels me to do at least two things. Number one, I must praise God for calling me to Himself. It's not because I'm so smart that I love Him. It's because He revealed Himself to me and He gave me the faith to believe. And then number two, I have to tell others about Him, because Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's our job to plant the seeds of faith by telling others the good news, and then it's God who takes it from there. God gave us a beautiful world to live in that illustrates His creative and mighty and orderly nature. Praise Him, the Creator, for that, not the creation. By the way, the art for this episode today is a picture that I took on a backpacking trip about probably 7 or 8 years ago. Do you have a comment on the show today? Let me know. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E238. Scroll all the way to the bottom of the page where you'll find a box to put your thoughts down. Tomorrow, our reading will be Proverbs 20 and 21.
Boost.
This morning, a donation came in from a very longtime LifeSpring family member and supporter. John from Scandinavia goes way back to the LifeSpring podcast days. With his donation of $222, which, by the way, makes him today's associate producer, he sent this note. He said, "A really slow row of ducks. Canadian geese? Blessings, Steve." And he signed it John. Well, blessings right back at you, John. It doesn't matter if those ducks are slow, brother. They finally waddled in here, and that's all that matters. Thank you so much for your support over the years, John. It's great to hear from you again. Please say hi to the family and give them my love. God bless you. Beloved, as you know, the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is here for you every day to help you read through the entire Bible. And you know there are no advertisers, and if you've been listening for a while, you know why. But as you also know, expenses need to be paid. Please help me to keep producing the show for you. Go to lifespringmedia.com/support and donate what you feel is equal to the value you receive from the show. Pray about it and then do as the Lord leads. lifespringmedia.com/support. And thanks again to today's associate producer, John from Canada. On this date in church history, April 27th, 1537, the first Genevan Catechism was published, which imposes itself on the inhabitants of Geneva, Switzerland. It was based on John Calvin's Institutes, and the document was compiled either by Calvin himself or by fellow French-Swiss reformer Guillaume Farel. And on this date in church history, April 27th, 1775, Peter Buller died. He was the German Moravian missionary who introduced John Wesley to personal spiritual conversion and self-surrendering Christian faith. Buller's positive, assuring faith made a permanent mark on Wesley's theology and has characterized Methodism ever since. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so very grateful for how you love us. We have so much to be thankful for, and I'm sure each of us could come up with a very long list. Many of the things on our list would be similar, I suppose, but some things would be unique to each one, but I think all of us, Lord, would have the same thing at the top. Number one would be some variation of our salvation through Jesus. God, thank you for that most precious gift. And Lord, I'm so thankful that you brought the LifeSpring family together here. Thank you for each person who's listening right now. My prayer is that you would draw them closer to you from the hearing of your word, and that you would use my feeble attempts to comment on each day's reading in a way to bring them closer to you as well. We are in your hands, Lord, and we thank you for that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a prayer request or a praise, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. I'd love it if you'd comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E238, or you can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Support the show, please, at lifespringmedia.com/support. And thanks to Shauna San Pedro and Kirsty for their time and talent in helping to make this show better. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, and may your time with Him today be sweet. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.